Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Monday to you. The Cave Show, this is PLR. Hopefully everyone had a great, great weekend. Got a lot to talk about today. Spring training is upon us. Got a chance to chat with Joe Madden. Intriguing guy. Is Anthony Davis going to knock James Harden off for MVP? That's the biggest farce question bouncing around. NFL free agency is getting closer. Baker Mayfield, too brash, too cocky, rubbing people the wrong way. We'll talk about that. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Like I said, I'll call the numbers 917-889-7828. And we're brought to you, as usual, as always, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, that is in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know that PLR sent you. And they will take 10, that's right, 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Become a club member, gets you a lock of backs up to a humidor. Never have to worry about your sticks going bad. Like I said, just let them know that PLR sent you and they will get you taken care of. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. We also have our own mock draft. Our intern, Chris Roth, put it together. It will be out later on today on thesportscave.com. As you know, Cave is always with the K, so please feel free to check that out. Next week, we have a huge show getting into March Madness where we're going to have a preview show. We have guests running in and out, left and right, to talk about that. Like I said, the caller number is 917-889-7828. Let's just get right into it. We do have a caller already for us. Thank you for holding. Who I have in the Cave Show with PLR?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou from New Jersey once again.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
All right.
Good weekend?
Yeah, for the most part. I was catching up on a lot of college basketball because, you know, with the tournaments now popping in. And we had the Big Ten tournament this past week, too.
Yeah, you know something, Lou? I thought that was the biggest farce, and I'm not saying it just because I grew up in Chicago and grew up a Big Ten fan. You probably would never know that because out here on the West Coast, went to ASU. But I grew up a Big Ten fan, and the condensed season, so the Big Ten could throw that tournament in Madison Square Garden, I thought was the biggest money-grabbing sham. And from what I'm understanding, they're not going to do a condensed schedule again next year, and they're not going to put that game in New York. And this is no slight on New York. I'm not blaming New York. But I think it's sad that there's only one team in the Big Ten that's really in that area, and that's Rutgers. And it's the worst team, one of the worst basketball programs. And you've taken away Indianapolis. You've taken away Chicago, which is usually where it's held. And if the game is in Chicago, Wisconsin fans, students can drive down. Illinois fans can drive up. Indiana fans can drive up. Michigan and Michigan State fans can drive down. Minnesota, I know it's a further drive, but they can make it down. Iowa fans can make it over. You put the game in New York. Only Rutgers fans, who is not even a pillar of the Big Ten, are really accessible to go to the game. And I know fans travel, and I'm not talking about alumni who have money. I'm talking about the kids. You're taking that part away, and I did not like.
Yeah, because I was saying, I mean, the Big Ten doesn't really cover a lot of the whole New York area. They kind of, you know, leave it up to, you know, like the Midwest. I mean, we only have Rutgers, and Rutgers, of course, in the Big Ten, has been an absolute joke.
Yeah, especially in basketball. Look, Nebraska.
Football. I mean, basketball's not great, but football's worse.
I forget Nebraska's in the Big Ten. I really do all the time. But if you're a Nebraska kid and you're a fan of and you want to watch your team play, you mean to tell me it's better for you to get to New York than it is for you to get from Lincoln, Nebraska to Chicago or Lincoln, Nebraska to Indianapolis?
Don't forget, they also made that wrong turn at Albuquerque, so that was the problem right there.
To me, I thought it was bad business. And you played it a week early. Do you remember every year, Lou, what do we wait for? The Big Ten champ. All the seeding is always done. They're the last game. And so, depending on who wins their tournament, we'd always get that last seeding. Who gets bumped? Who doesn't get bumped? Is someone going to fall a seeding? What's going to happen? That was part of the fun of the anticipation. They took themselves completely out of that now. Now, for a week, no one gives a damn about what the Big Ten is doing. It's done.
Right.
So,
I mean, but they said it was, it was about scheduling conflicts and, of course, money. So, I didn't like the idea either. I'm like, this is nuts. I mean, they got to wait a whole other week now to find out where they're going to go. Well, we know Michigan's going. That's an automatic bid since they won the championship yesterday.
Exactly. And like I said, that was always the fun for me. I always thought, wow, okay, this Big Ten tournament, that's going to change some things because it always the ACC finished and then the Big Ten finished. And so that's what you were waiting on. I don't know. I just think that took some of the fun out of the next Sunday because everyone is glued to their TV next Sunday for those brackets and the matchups. And to watch, where they put Duke in the easiest part of the bracket like they do every year. So we're all waiting to see that. That was my little shot at Duke.
Right.
But in Madison Square Garden, that's where I want to see Georgetown playing in the tournament. That's where I want to see Villanova playing in the tournament. That's where I want to see those teams. St. John, Seton Hall, UConn. And I know I sound like old man, get off my lawn.
Well, hold on, hold on.
New York City
not in the Big East anymore.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. They're somewhere else. Who knows?
They're in the American Conference now.
That's what it is called. But you know what I mean? Even without them, that's where you see those teams play. That's their tournament city. And that would be like moving the ACC tournament out of North Carolina for good. I wouldn't say out of North Carolina. That's like taking the ACC tournament out of North Carolina and putting it in Texas. Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. No, it's not geographically correct either.
All right, well, I just stood on my soapbox and gave it to you. You didn't even ask for it.
Like it says in like in the old cartoon, Beavis and Head, what the hell?
Exactly.
That's what I look
exactly.
At.
So, but we're excited. Hey, listen, we're going to do a fun little bracket thing. I'll get you the information. Hopefully then you'll log on and throw your pick in with everyone else.
All right.
And see if you can nail this thing down.
And, of course, my motto is this. If you're feeling disgusted, it's because your bracket has been busted.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Yeah, that's true. I told that last year.
Now, I will tell you this. Thursday and Friday of the tournament, we are definitely not on air. We're definitely I like to call it a vacation, a television vacation, because we will be we will be right there.
At the game?
No. I mean, in front of a television.
Of course.
Yeah. We'll be next Thursday we'll actually be at our sponsors Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, and so for everyone that's in this area that want to come down and have a cigar and watch a couple rounds of the game, I mean, it's tough living, but if you can do it.
Aren't you guys moving back to 4 o'clock next week?
Yeah, 4 o'clock your time. Well, no, hold on. No, because our time doesn't change. We're still at one.
Okay, 1 o'clock. But I think for me, it's gonna.
Before 4 o'clock your time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I meant 4 o'clock. Moving to 4 o'clock my time back next week.
Yes. Yes.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, we
yeah,
in Arizona.
That's why I make sure because the clock changed back Saturday night at 2 a.m., so like, we're going to be moving the time again.
Yep, completely forgot about it. You know, honestly, I never remember that just because we never.
I do.
We never adjust time, so I appreciate it. When I usually remember is when I call someone, a family member back in Chicago, and I'm thinking it's 10 o'clock and it's 11 o'clock, and I'm like, dude, you do know it's 11 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, that's right. Huh? So
it's 11 o'clock. Have you set your time yet? Oh boy.
So yes, sir. So that's what's going on. I want you to weigh in real quick too, as well, if you would like, on this whole thing with football and the kid from Florida, not Florida, Shaquem Griffin. The kid that was had his arm amputated.
That.
What a feel good story! Not only did he burn the clock at a 4.3, 20 reps at the 220 pounds. Just an upbeat kid. Just incredible feel good story. And not only is it a feel good
story.
Yeah, and it's not just a feel good story. Like, oh. Great kid! Look at this. This kid can play football. He's going to get drafted, and that's what makes it an even better story. And like you said, it goes to show. And I know it's become so cliche, but if you really put work in, and you do have a talent, and you don't let that talent go to waste, and you put that work in, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I guess it's the same thing with me with what I'm doing here now. You know, I do put in the work. I put in all the notes and whatnot and everything, and it's starting to pay off.
Yeah,
because I'm also now been assigned to host a hockey show Monday afternoons at 1:30.
Congratulations!
I just got the job. Yeah, I got to have a meeting with some the head who appointed me at 5 o'clock. So he's gonna help me set it up. Because I just need some simple step-by-step instruction on how to do this. Because it's a little different than the sites that I've been on. So I need to get this done, exact.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And I stole that wasted talent line from a Bronx Tale, just so I'll let you know.
I don't know. Chance Perrine will be happy about that, but okay. No.
Yeah. Hey, that's one of my favorite movies. So I definitely stole it from there.
I know. My dad, too.
Yep. Hey, I'm a movie buff, although I will say this. I don't watch the Oscars because this movie that won everything, the Running Water, the Style of Water, Shape Water, whatever. Isn't it amazing? I have no desire to see it. I saw a couple previews for that. No desire to see it.
Well, to be honest, Kobe Bryant actually picked up an Oscar last night.
He did.
Yes.
He did pick up one. And I'm going to tell you something, though. When it comes, and that's great for Kobe, but when it comes to these movies of the year, have you ever noticed it's never the movie that that takes home, like, 400 million box office, 500 million box
most
office.
Most of the time.
Yeah, it's usually. I think Titanic is the one.
I was gonna say that.
Is the one exception to the rule, but every year it's the artsy movie that made maybe 800,000. Where you go and see it, and then you go and you have lattes, and you talk about the meaning of the movie for 5 hours with groups of people that only see those kind of movies, and they talk about how bad the acting is and movies where people actually make money.
Cisco Libra Liz. Okay.
Exactly. So I'm not an Oscars guy. I just don't have that much patience to be bored for 4 hours.
I'm more of a Grammys guy, to be honest with you.
You know what? And I'm more of a Billboards guy because some of the stuff that wins in the Grammys, I'm like, are you serious? Although my wife sits here, not only did she watch it, I ended up leaving, but not only did she watch it, she had me tape it so she would make sure she didn't miss it. And
right.
I just showed I'm old. I said tape it, DVR it to make sure she didn't miss it. But not my
I'm
cup of
too.
Tea. Not my cup of tea to DVR.
Right.
Watch the Oscars.
Yes.
You know, there's a hotel down here at the Biltmore, fancy schmancy hotel. They actually have an Oscars party where people put on their tuxedos and
oh,
they
sure.
go down and they pretend like they're at the Oscars and they watch the acceptance speeches and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, there's something wrong with these,
yeah.
with this crew. But that comes from a guy that probably watches at least 4 hours of sports a day. So who am I to knock another man's hustle?
Well, you know, they all watch it for the glitz, not for the awards itself. They watch it for the glitz and the glamour.
Yep.
Did you see what he was wearing? Did you see what she was wearing? That's what they really watch it for.
Yep. Yep.
You know, like we just watch it for the commercials. We don't really give it. We don't really care about the game. We just watch it for the commercials. It's like with the Oscars. Oh, we just watch it for the fashion, you know, and the energies. We don't really care who wins.
I hear you, my friend.
May I say more?
Always. Always.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow, my man. Hopefully you carve out a little bit of time and give us a call.
I got maybe a little bit of a conflict with that. I'll see what I can do because the guy who's giving me the hockey job, he's going to do a special show tomorrow at 3 o'clock because he's got to cover some West Coast events at his normal time. So I'll see if I can get in for the first few minutes and then join him in progress, but I can't make a guarantee.
No worries, my friend. Anytime we hear from you, we're happy to do it.
All right, but definitely Wednesday to go.
All right, buddy. I will talk to you then for sure.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Hey, thanks, Lou. Good friend of the program, Lou. Love to hear when he calls. Like I said, 917-889-7828 is the call-in number. Okay, so it's no secret I'm a White Sox fan. Everyone that knows me knows that. If you've ever listened to the show, you know that I'm a White Sox guy. 100% White Sox. But I like Joe Madden. Out at the D-backs, Cub game, spring training game, and Joe Madden was just kind of holding serve in the clubhouse, in the dugout. Probably about seven nerds. Yeah, that's what I call myself. Seven reporters down there just talking to him. And just an insightful guy. He said some things that I love. And he was going back to old baseball and he talked about, you know, how baseball has changed and how, you know, some of the guys that were managers then possibly wouldn't be managers now, how, you know, it was really a good old boys network getting the job and how managers were so rigid. And he told a story of how one manager who he left nameless said to a player, you know, the 23 of you, because there used to be 23 guys on the roster, not 25, the 23 of you need to adjust to me. And it's kind of funny because he said, that just doesn't fly now. You know, he adjusts to the 25 personalities, not 25 personalities adjusting to him. And he talked some other stuff and some more stuff. And honestly, please, if things don't work out on our side of town, baseball wise, come on over there because I am sold. This is the one of the many times I've had the opportunity to listen to him speak, especially in spring training when things are a little bit more loose, a little bit more laid back. And I am truly a Joe Madden fan. So I get that off my chest. Switching gears to basketball. Okay, folks, let's clear this bull crap up. James Harden is the MVP. Okay, cleared up. Anthony Davis is having a great run. He really, truly is. since Boogie Cousins went down, they are playing, the New Orleans Pelicans are playing outstanding basketball. Anthony Davis is playing outstanding basketball. And no, the Pelicans are not better without Boogie. That's the dumbest thing I hear. I think sometimes people just think up things to say. Other guys are stepping up with him out. The ball has to be shot. So when one guy goes out, someone else is going to take those shots. Difference is those guys are now making those shots. And like I said, Anthony Davis is balling. James Harden is your MVP. There's no dark horse coming up to challenge it. As of today, they have the best record in the league. He's averaging 30 points, ridiculous amount of assists, ridiculous amount of rebounds from his position. They are a good team, and he's the catalyst behind it. He is the MVP. Plus, he's going to get a lot of sympathy. What is wrong with me speaking today? It is definitely Monday. He's going to get a lot of sympathetic votes. And I did again, sympathetic votes from those who thought or maybe were on the fence last year but gave it to Russ because of the year he had with the triple doubles. But see, here's the thing. If you don't say, well, did Anthony Davis catch him, you got to come up with something. Because for the better part of the year, we talked about, well, LeBron and I, you know, in my Chris Broussard voice, well, LeBron, Cleveland is not good enough. The 10-game going 500 for LeBron to be the MVP. It's just that simple. DeMar DeRozan, best team in the East with the Toronto Raptors, just not. They're doing nothing super special for him to catapult to the talk of an MVP. Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, they're kind of fading a little bit. Not fading out, you know, but they're 3 games out, 5-5 in their last 10. No one on the Pacers, no one on the Wizards, no one on the Sixers, no one on the Bucks, no one on the Heat. Golden State, yeah, you could throw the argument of Steph and Durant again, but you know what's going to happen with that argument. They're going to wash each other out. Dame Lillard, Portland, playing real well as of late. 8-2 in their last 10. 11 games over 500. 12.5 back of Houston. Number one seed. No one in Minnesota. No one in San Antonio. No one in OKC. No one in Denver. It's James Harden award. All that AD did by getting hot is throw up another name and say, oh, well, there's a possibility that AD could. There's no possibility. Not only should James Harden win the MVP this year, he should win it unanimously, hands down. Now, I will say this to the Houston fans, H-Town. Before you go and get too much beside yourself with the we're better than Golden State talk, remember certain things. One, you haven't done it in the playoffs with James Harden before. Two, Chris Paul didn't do it in the playoffs without James Harden. Now they're together. So let's see what can happen. But for my money, I would still go with Golden State. I don't care if Houston has best record. Hell, they got put out by 70 points last year by San Antonio. At home. And with all that's being said of how good they are, and how much better they are than going to say and how they're the real, you know, they're going to really do this and do that. I want you to think about one thing. Houston's won 15 games in a row. 15. They're one up in the loss column on Golden State. Let me say that one more time. They're one up in the loss column. 49-13, going to say 49-14. But they won 15 in a row. That Houston offense, man, it can't be stopped. They average 114 points a game. 114. You can't stop that offense. No matter what you do, you can't stop that offense. They go and say that averages 116.1. So, don't get beside yourself too much. Hey, everyone, listen. I'm ready for the NBA playoffs to start. I'm ready for the NCAA tournament to start. Free agency is going on. In football, we'll talk about that. I don't really care to keep getting into Kirk Cousins and where he should go. We'll find out soon enough. I don't think he's a difference maker on certain teams. If he goes there, I honestly think if Minnesota's running back gets healthy, Dalvin Cook, Case Keenum could get him to a Super Bowl. I think where he would make a difference is going to a team like Jacksonville where they just have no quarterback at all. Social media, at the Sports Cave. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, fan page. Cave's always with a K. SportsCave.com. Read articles. Like I said, mock draft going up. Chris Ross, our intern, put it together. 1.0, let's call it. Cave's always with a K. You can always get me at PLR on sports, on Twitter. Let me know what I'm tweeting about. Let me know what I might talk about. Peep it out. We're back tomorrow, same time. 1 o'clock, Arizona time. Whatever you call in on the Kerry Mack Law Line. Until tomorrow, everyone, thank you so much. This has been the Cave Show. This is PLR. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. And I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's up against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.